From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has called for an early election June 8 in a way to boost support in Parliament during negotiations to leave the European Union. She said part of her decision was based on efforts by Brexit opponents to undermine those negotiations.
If we do not hold a general election now, their political game playing will continue, and the negotiations with the European Union will reach their most difficult stage in the run-up to the next scheduled election. Division in Westminster will risk our ability to make a success of Brexit, and it will cause damaging uncertainty and instability to the country.
Opinion polls suggest her Conservative government, buoyed by a strong economy, is comfortably in the lead against the opposition Labour Party. Brexit Secretary David Davis said it will provide 5 years of stability.
During which we'll have the Brexit negotiation and the period thereafter in which we can deliver on the other things the Prime Minister wants to deliver on. The Britain that works for all. All of those other issues of industrial strategy, of social policy, of welfare policy, of education policy, they're all a part of the package that Theresa May brings, and she wants the public at large to give her the mandate for it.
The news bolstered the currency, the sterling, which rose to a four-month high. A Zambian opposition leader arrested last week Tuesday was charged in court with trying to overthrow the government. Hakainde Hichilema, the United Party for National Development, narrowly lost last August's election to the ruling Patriotic Front and President Edgar Lungu. Hichilema claimed he was assaulted by police during his arrest at home. His arrest has been strongly condemned by civil groups and political commentators who warn it will fuel tensions in the country. This is VOA News.